Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday, Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Don't forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you know, you can't make this stuff up, even though it'd be nice if you could. But Joe Biden signed his $1 trillion taxpayer-funded infrastructure bill, and here is what he had to say about it in the on the South Lawn of the White House. We'll play this little short clip.
In a South Lawn bill signing ceremony attended by some 800 guests, the president hailed the legislation as good news for the country.
America's moving again. And your life is going to change for the better.
He also emphasized the bill's bipartisan support, as did GOP Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, one of the key negotiators.
This is what can happen when Republicans and Democrats decide we're going to work together to get something done.
Portman said removing tax increases and partisan social spending was instrumental in winning bipartisan support. Greg Clugston, the White House.
So are you feeling good about that?
Well, no, but Rob Portman, sadly, wasn't correct about what he said
on
the bipartisan spending. Wasn't right at all, actually. You know, we're being hosed here, but that's not a new phenomenon. So, and I would like to have somebody in the media asked this White House if Biden himself has actually read the bill, or that he fully knows what's in it, because I don't think he does.
I agree.
And, you know, they make these pledges to us. This is going to do this and this is going to do that. I want them to put their signature to a signing statement that says this is actually going to happen, because I guarantee you that a lot of what they pledge to us isn't going to happen.
Well,
it's just, you know, they talk to us in platitudes. Your life is going to be better. Oh, really? Whose life?
Did you see who he put in charge of his little committee here? The White House said that the task of the nine-member group will be led by both National Economic Council Director Brian Deese and White House Infrastructure Coordinator, former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
Mitch Landrieu.
Yeah, who has been rumored to be the possible replacement for Kamala Harris.
A replacement if he decides to run again.
Yep. Yep.
And he's not going to. So
no.
They're actually looking for somebody to replace Biden.
Yep. And it won't be Kamala.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Even though she might run, but it won't be her.
I don't think she necessarily would run, to be honest with you. I think she's pretty much figured out how this whole thing works. I don't know that she likes the job of any part of this White House.
Well, I'm glad that just went there, because her popularity rating on what the people see and hear is at 28%. That's 10 points below Joe Biden.
You know, when she was running for president, I think it was not a real campaign. I think it was floating a concept or an idea. And I think that she found out that, or they found out, the Democrats found out, that they weren't ready for the concepts of her platform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think that they figured this out pretty quickly, and they pulled the plug on her campaign. So I don't think she wants to be in the White House. I think she was probably having more fun and more control being a senator, to be honest with you.
Well, that could happen. That could happen, because she was there once, and maybe she could go back there again. But God help the people of California. She does. She's not the answer to anything out there.
Well, she can control votes and that kind of thing in the Senate. But, you know, California is doing what California's going to do. They don't care either.
Yeah, and did you notice also yesterday how she had to kind of elbow her way to get up to the front by the table?
No, I didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah, I did see that. She was towards the rear, and she came up and she was moving people around so she could get up there by Joe Biden. It was very obvious that she was put to the rear, just slightly out of sight. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I'll do just that. Thank you, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to the website, geico.com. You can find out where your local office is. You get a phone number, or you can get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's, renter's insurance, or condo insurance along with your automobile insurance. You'll save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, I just had a question here. So the jury starts at 9 o'clock this morning. How long will it take for them to reach a verdict? And that's coming from Sherry, and Sherry is in Brooksville.
I have no idea.
I think it'll take a while.
The faster they come back generally means not guilty.
Yep.
They dropped one of the counts yesterday. I think it was count six. And count six was in possession of illegal possession of a weapon, which says to you that the prosecutors didn't even bother to look at the law in Wisconsin before they charged him because he did. It was not illegal possession of a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So they dropped that one. Now, because of that, several other thoughts for the jury could spin off from that particular count being dropped on why he was there and what he did. So, I don't know. Juries sometimes are pretty interesting. I would say the majority of the time they get it right. This one could be pretty interesting, and the reason that I said that is because of what the riots and whatnot did to Kenosha to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And that so much of Kenosha has not been, one, rebuilt or reopened.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some real personal feelings about what had all transpired, and that could weigh into what the jury is thinking. But I don't know. I could be overthinking it myself.
Now, we talked about the Pentagon yesterday going to give an answer to the Oklahoma National Guard, where the governor just signed an order where no one in the state of Oklahoma, including the National Guard, is required to get the vaccine. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, sent a written reply back to the National Guard and said that they must get the COVID-19 vaccine, and they have a little bit of time in which to do it. Otherwise, there will be disciplinary action brought against them by the Department of Defense.
Okay.
So we don't, and by the way, I think that's being challenged in court too, is it not?
I think there have been challenges, but I don't necessarily know where this is going to go. I would weigh this one cautiously.
Well, we'll watch and we'll see what happens, but that's where they're at. Now, something interesting in politics last night, Liz Cheney was officially voted out of the Republican Party. If she's going to run for re-election in Wyoming, it will be as an independent or a Democrat.
Okay. I think that it certainly sends a message to her, and that's a good thing, but I don't think that she cares.
No.
She's not going to care. She's not going to care until it hurts her campaign funds.
Yep.
And we don't know. Got to be careful with this one. We don't know what deal she has made with the devil when it comes to campaign funds, and the devil in this case being Pelosi.
And Soros.
I don't think it's necessarily Soros, but, you know, I could be wrong. I mean, he gets blamed for a lot, and rightly so,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know that he wears the blame for this one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve Bannon yesterday was indicted and was arraigned and walked out on his own recognizance, and mm-hmm. he made a statement, and the statement is as follows. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden, and we're going to go on the offense. We're tired of playing defense.
Well, I think people should believe him, to be honest with you. He is definitely a force to be reckoned with. He's pretty well fearless, which is now rather obvious. So I would be cautious because he definitely has, he's been expecting this, and I think that he has a plan of action that I think people should necessarily take seriously.
Eric is chiming in on the chat room, and he's saying, regarding Rittenhouse, I would actually be quite surprised if he was found not guilty or acquitted, not because of the evidence or lack thereof, but because of the, okay, let's see here, but because of the jurors have not been sequestered and may actually vote him guilty to preserve their own lives.
There could be some truth to that, I suppose.
And I thought they were sequestered last night. I thought he sent them all to a hotel, but I guess not.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, then they were sequestered. At least last night they were. All right.
They've been sequestered in the garden variety definition, yes.
Okay, because I heard the judge yesterday say to disregard anything they've seen or heard on the television.
That doesn't mean they can't go to a hotel and watch TV.
Right, and the last two people that he mentioned in terms of people were either the former president or the current president when he was talking about people making comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was rather interesting when we saw that. Okay, now, the IRS today is delivering its fifth and final child tax credit payment.
Yep. Paying off, people.
This should be where now, since this is the last check, there won't be another one, where people will start going back to work again, say, maybe 1st of December or maybe January?
I don't understand people that have quit to start with, so this one has got me... to the point where I don't understand what's happening here. So a lot of these people, they must have enough money that they decided that they don't need it. I mean, it kind of blows your mind. You know, money has been the motivator of pretty much everything. So there's something wrong with this whole scheme of things. I see it.
Now, Russia did something kind of interesting yesterday. The story, the headline was that they said he shot down a satellite. They didn't shoot down a satellite. They blew up a satellite in space. And now we got more debris floating around up there.
Well, it's actually a bigger problem than we'd actually need some more detail. But we have a space station up there, too. And it puts astronauts at risk with... higher risk with the debris that's floating around. So, you know, we share that space station with them, or at least did. So I think there's more to come out on that one.
To be continued, I believe. All right, have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, check out all the different stuff that she has to offer. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden signed the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure and Jobs Act on Monday, marking an important victory for the president following months of quarrels among House and Senate Democrats. Biden signed the bill in front of the White House while flanked by members of both parties in an effort to portray the bill to the American people as a bipartisan effort.
Ex-Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon threatened to make the charges against him the misdemeanor from hell for the Biden administration as he exited his first court appearance after being indicted for defying a congressional subpoena.
That's what executive privilege exists for, so that people can speak freely with the president, talk about strategy members and matters, and talk about national security.
Bannon attorney David Schoen outside the FBI field office in Washington, D.C., where Bannon surrendered. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at once they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But check them out online, NAA.edu, NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can go to be trained and certified as an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, at either campus, I strongly recommend you call the following number to take the tour of one of their facilities. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida facility or the Concord, Massachusetts facility, whichever one works for you. And then you'll know you'll know what's going on and how to judge your future. The website, again, is NAA.edu. Well, all the talk is about the National Guard and what's going on right now in Oklahoma. All I can tell you is the Department of Defense yesterday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, told the National Guard in Oklahoma that they must comply to the federal guidelines on the mandatory vaccine, and they must get it by the dates that they already know about. Otherwise, there would be disciplinary actions to follow. Now, I'm not surprised to hear that, but this is setting up a court battle between the state of Oklahoma, where the governor signed legislation to not require the mandate, period, which is what they're working on here in Florida. Same thing. So there's going to be a challenge, I'm sure, and I'm sure it's going to get kicked upstairs and probably go all the way to the Supreme Court. We'll see if it hasn't already gotten on its way with somebody else. So that's the big thing that's going on there in that respect. But elsewhere, the U.S. military now, reportedly, according to the investigations that have been going on, covered up an airstrike in Syria that killed dozens of women and children. Now, the airstrike amounted to one of the largest incidents involving civilian casualties in the war against the Islamic State, but the U.S. military never acknowledged it. Don't know where that's going. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, a harrowing night in Afghanistan has earned an AHN pilot the Distinguished Flying Cross 10 years after the fact. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Hilkert helped save the lives of more than 30 soldiers and airmen, repeatedly flying over an area, laying down cover to keep the position that they were at from being overrun. Kudos to him for doing what he did. Kudos to him. By the way, Taliban forces, in case you didn't hear this, held a military parade in Kabul on Sunday, using the captured American-made armored vehicles and Russian helicopters in a display that showed their ongoing transformation from an insurgent force to a regular standing army, which is the way they now appear to be. Now, the Chinese-built mock-ups of the U.S. warships and aircraft carriers meant for target practice send a clear message to the United States military. They are practicing to take our fleet out. With what, you say? I say it's the hypersonic missiles from above that would be on them almost immediately from the time they were taken off, matter of just a minute, two or three. But we'll see. And the Inspector General will be releasing his findings on Friday for the suicide risk in the military, as well as assuring resources for separating troops. We'll be interested to find out about that, to find out what he knows that we don't know. Got to be a way to help these young men and women out. Suicide is the answer to nothing. But it's going on. By the way, did you hear about the Houthi rebels in Yemen? They currently occupy our U.S. embassy compound, and they're holding hostages. The U.S. is working to free the Yemeni security personnel taken hostage after having the Iran-backed Houthi rebels storm the embassy in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. This was done over the weekend. As far as I know, they're still in the same boat. We'll have to see how that plays out. And in less than 24 hours, after an unexpected change in command, The Oklahoma National Guard and the governor rejected the Pentagon's vaccine mandate, creating the stand down they've got right now. We'll see where that goes. That's not over with. The Army also is evaluating whether or not dozens of additional U.S. troops merit recognition for brain injury suffered during an Iranian ballistic missile strike in Iraq nearly 2 years ago. Defense missiles said that in a move underscoring the move of one of the most significant foreign policy crises of Donald Trump's presidency, these soldiers were hurt even more so than the ones that we already knew about to begin with. Now, the nuclear attack boat New Jersey was christened on Saturday as the shipbuilder Newport News continues to recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and what it's had on the submarine construction. But this was a nuclear attack boat, one of the more modern vessels in the fleet. The United States Navy also christened a new boat, and the name is ringing a bell to people living in the area of Apalachicola. The USNS Apalachicola was christened in Mobile, Alabama, at a ceremony at Austell, USA. How about that? Congratulations to them for having that happen. A lot of things going on in the military right now. A lot of things. By the way, Rafael has found European partners to market their Trophy Active Protection System. Israel's Rafael Advanced Defense Systems has forged a partnership with Germany and their based Krauss Maffei Wegmann company and a Spain-based General Dynamics European Land Systems to help market the Trophy Active Protection System in Europe. That's going to be interesting when we see that. Eric, there is a state militia in Oklahoma, and it is certified in Oklahoma. They are the backup to the National Guard. My question is, I wonder if this is where the National Guard would be downgraded to the militia status, where they get rid of the Guard and go with the militia. Interesting question, huh? Okay. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood. I'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, here in Tampa, Moss Acura. Now, if you live and love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has now had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a new, more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at MossAcura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for a lot of other savings, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How cold is it up there?
It's not too bad. You're talking, you know, 30s type of stuff. It's not too bad.
Okay, well, it's 51 down here on one area of the... Well, no, it's 51 on both areas. Okay. So I got 51 in two areas of the bay here, but that is what it is. Now, Biden signed this $1 trillion infrastructure deal yesterday with the bipartisan crowd in participation. And a lot of people are saying, well, okay, the advantage on that one is going to go to the Democratic cities. You agree with that?
Oh, I think that obviously the money is going to flow in that direction. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, one of the projects they're looking to do here in New York, which is just, it's patently absurd. It's going to cost, I mean, they say it's going to cost $1 billion, but when all said and done, it's going to be big dig, Boston big dig type of money. They want to cover the Cross Bronx Expressway, make it a covered highway.
Oh,
and
boy.
Put a truck on top of it.
Mm.
I cannot. I mean, it's one of the worst highways on the planet. It's always, you're backed up with traffic. You're always stuck there. It's an interstate highway running through a major city. It's awful. But now they want to cover it and put a park on top of it.
I'll tell you what. That's one of the worst highways I've ever traveled on in my life.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. It mm-hmm. is. The GW Bridge coming. It's always backed up. You know, there's complaints now saying that that's a racist highway and it's not good for the people who live in the neighborhoods. Well, I guess, maybe. I wouldn't want to live near it either. You don't have to. You can choose to live elsewhere. But, you know, again, you're going to cover it with a park.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, what are you talking about? How are you going to pull it off? You got the billions of dollars it's going to cost. How are you going to shut that highway down? Traffic is bad enough as it is right now in the city. It's gotten completely out of control. How are you going to do something like that? There's over 200,000 cars that travel on that road every single day. It's about 6 miles long. And you know, it's nutty stuff like that that they're going to continue to try to pull off.
And with all the trucks that go across there, too, that's a major thoroughfare for delivering product between the East Coast and the West Coast, say, going all the way to Boston and beyond. That's a major road.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get to more Boston is more the, you're talking the Throgs Neck area, trying to go up north. But I mean, to try to do that there, I just don't even see how it's possible. It's patently absurd.
Now, we got the word yesterday that Tyson Foods has sharply raised the prices on beef, chicken, and pork, putting its profits and sales above estimates in the most recent quarter. So the Arkansas-based meat giant, which produces more than 20% of all the U.S. beef, chicken, and pork, has said it's lifted prices all across all of its major business units. This is going to really hurt some of the restaurants. Certainly the local people in the stores where they buy this stuff in portion packs and whatnot. I mean, it's had to happen. I realize you got to stay in business, and your cost of production is your cost of production.
Well, I mean, there's so many different factors that are involved. And again, you know, you get the people that the journalists that only live in certain super wealthy areas that are millionaires that are telling everybody how to actually think about all of this. And you shouldn't be, upset by it. I was just reading this morning that, gas in the San Francisco Bay Area is $5 a gallon. So, again, it's $5 a gallon. Again, you need trucks to move products to get from point A to point B. And this stuff, it gets costly. It really does. And it's going to add up, and it's filtering down into everything that you buy.
Yep. And you are right about the $5 a gallon. I've been hearing about it. Diesel is as expensive, if not more than that, and they're telling everybody to fill their tanks before they come into California and don't buy it unless you have to buy it.
Really? Oh, I mean, again, it's a difficult thing to do. I mean, don't they all have electric cars there by now?
Oh, sure. Sure. Where's yours?
Well, they talk about the traffic. A ride to go to a lacrosse tournament this past weekend that took me, because I left at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to Delaware. It took me 2 hours and 40 minutes. It took me almost 6 hours to come back. If I had an electric car, I'd be scared. I'd be stuck in that traffic.
Well, maybe you ought to buy one of those little helicopter units that, you know, the car is the car, and then you make it into a helicopter and away you go.
Yeah. It'd be nice. That would actually work. We're going to have to head to that Jetsons area sooner rather than later with all the traffic.
Yeah. Now, this goes along, what you're saying goes along with exactly what the people in the country are saying, according to the latest Rasmussen poll. 64% of the voters, Democrat and Republican alike, think the United States is on the wrong track.
Well, how could you think you're on the right track based upon what we're spending?
Some people do. Some people do.
Yeah, it's just, it's nuts. It really is. I mean, you just take a good look around. I mean, what track are we on? In what way, shape, matter, or form are we on any sort of right track? We've got a lot we got to work on. We really do. And there's a lot that really needs to improve here. And, you know, it's not going to be just a wave of a pen. Like I said, you need an eraser. We need to get rid of ridiculous regulations.
And this Build Back Better deal, this act is coming, is supposed to cost $1.9 trillion. The estimates now, studies are showing it at around $5 trillion, $4.5 to $5 trillion, because of all the things they're not showing us that are in it down the road.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, again, it's never going to come in at the same prices that or the cost that what they say they're going to be. It's always going to end up being more. My concern is this. I was thinking about it yesterday, quite frankly. We talked about this yesterday on the program. We talked about the poll numbers for Republicans.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm telling everybody, the Republicans are all happy and giddy about this. If Biden gets his Build Back Better plan, it doesn't matter if Republicans win next time.
Nope.
It doesn't.
Nope.
Because all of the things that are going to be instituted, all of these additional entitlements will be now engraved in stone. Republicans won't do anything to get rid of them once they get started. And again, you're just further moving towards the left. And there's no way you're going to come back from that, because Republicans are not going to take away any sort of entitlement. Well, that's what it is. Money, cash for kids and all this other stuff. And again, we will be stuck in a European style, you know, welfare state. We've already been heading in that direction. This will just take it to another level.
All right. Well, we got about 30 seconds left here. So what I'm going to finish with is this. We know right now that a lot of people are going to be traveling over this holiday. And we're hearing that Southwest Airlines and American Airlines is offering some lavish incentives, cash bonuses and whatnot, to keep all their people working at full staff at the airports and around the airline.
What are they going to keep them? I'm sorry, full staff?
Yep, they keep them at full staff. To keep everybody on the job and working, they're offering them incentives, cash bonuses, trips, giveaways, you name it.
I mean, you're going to have to. You got to do what you got to do to keep everybody back at work. Again, plenty of people, deciding they want to be in the workforce.
All right, here comes the music, and I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend, and have yourself a great, warm day.
All right, go on.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. As he said, it was in the 30s up there in New York. No, thank you. No, thank you. I can't wait to see what they're doing across Bronx up there. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.